Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. POC, host of Revive, and we are live right now on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live right now on timeforanawakening.com/revive. You can catch me each and every winning Wednesday here on Time for an Awakening. You can also go to tune in. You can either download the app or go directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. You hear me, your girl POC, reviving your airways each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So make sure you guys spread that word, spread that message. And you already know what time it is, man. It's a winning Wednesday. So you already know we got your girl Tab Money coming up with Tab Money Habits, man. This is going to be a great show. We have a jam-packed show. Tab got something for you, man. The message today is something that I always say. This is something that I stand by, I live by, I try to teach my students this each and every day. Make your net work your net worth. You know what I'm saying? I had to get right to the point. But yes, make your net work your net worth. So Tab is about to jump into that today on Tab Money Habits. And you already know I got your girl Harmony, the goddess, with the inspirational, motivational each and every day. She in the building with me. How you feeling today, Harmony?
I'm feeling well. I'm feeling amazing. I had a great day today. I'm just ready for a great show on Revive Radio.
Yes, man. It's a winning Wednesday. So you already know we're going to be giving away some Revive gear tonight, too. Tab got a question of the day. If you want some Revive gear, you already know what your emergency contact number is for tonight. 215-490-9832. Once again, that emergency contact number for you is 215-490-9832. And you already know you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. Once again, that is Revive_POC. And if you are trying to stay in the loop, you know what I'm saying, you're trying to get the ins and outs of what's going on here on Revive, you want to know what your girl POC is doing, who she's interviewing, why she's out doing this media coverage, all you got to do is go subscribe to that Revive newsletter. All you got to do is go to timeforanawakening.com/revive, click that subscribe button, and you want to go directly to where you need to be to sign up for that newsletter. So make sure you guys go ahead and sign up for that newsletter. But Harmony, today is a winning Wednesday. Did you win today? What was your winning point today? Did you win it at any time today?
Yes, I did. So one of the winnings, I'm going to just be corny and say I woke up this morning. That's always a win for me. Always a win for me. But also, I went to work today and got offered to do a small gig at the workplace with corporate wellness with my massage gig. So they setting up a room in the back of the office for me to bring my chair in. And so on Fridays, we're definitely going to get that together. So I'm excited.
I'm with you. One of the wins for me that I had today, what actually happened yesterday, but I felt it today, is when I woke up and I was like, yo, I really just booked that gig, right? So shout out to everyone in Philly who was putting together the 2018 Black Gala, right? Shout out to everybody who's putting together the 2018 Black Gala. This year, they're honoring women, you know, empowering women of empowerment, inspirational women, motivational women. And they're actually going to do it in March in honor of Women's History Month, right? And guess who they asked to be the presenter at the gala? I said, oh, I'm in it. You already know. So I'm about to get cute. I'm about to get real cute. So I will be in the Black Gala this March. Well, 2018 in March, I'll be the presenter at the Black Gala 2018. So that's really big. So shout out to everybody who's putting that together. I'm really excited for that. Yo, Harmony, we growing. We growing, definitely, man. And also, I do want to let you guys know that we are dropping our website December 31st. I had to put that into existence so I can hold myself accountable. We are dropping the Revive I ain't even come up with a URL yet. I still tripping off that. Because I don't want to just put anything out there and then I want to change my mind in a minute. So just know the Revive website is coming soon on the 31st of December. I have to do it before January 1st. I gotta stay present. I'm in 2017, so I have to accomplish this goal in 2017. You already know what time it is.
I already got a date, so it's just time to put that into action.
I've been doing the content, I've been doing the design, all that. I just got to come up with a URL. I'm just trying to make sure that whatever, you know, I put out in the universe, whatever I manifest is what I actually want. So definitely, and you already know you can cop that Revive gear and that Russell Brand gear at CBELifestyles.com. Once again, that is CBELifestyles.com. And you can also catch Tab blogs on there too. Tab, she blogs her Tab Money Habits right after she, you know, she goes live with it. So if you want to catch any pre-recorded, you know, well, it's not pre-recorded, any pre-written, you know, material about her Tab Money Habits and how she can change her routines, creating habits, different habits and things like that, go to CBELifestyle.com. But we got a special guest today. We got two special guests. Yes, our weekly thrill guest is even super popping, man. She created a solution that we all needed. Us all needed this. You know, even men needed this at times. You hear me? Got to tighten up the measures sometimes. Sometimes, you know, so can't let the girdles just hang out. So, yes, indeed, I cannot wait to talk to our special guest as well as our weekly thrill guest, Harmony. Who we have coming up on the platform?
So we have two game changers in the building on Revive tonight. I'm so excited to hear what they have to say tonight. We have the sixth grade math teacher at Milwaukee Excellence Charter School who is teaching and empowering kids to learn in a different way. And he taught the students a way of learning through hip-hop. Teaching them through hip-hop, and that video went viral. So we're bringing him on, definitely, is Terrence Sims. And then also coming on at 9:30, we have Erin Carpenter. She's also another game changer. She's a New York-based founder of Nude Bar, and the solution lies within identifying a problem and redefine the way people think about a product or service in a particular market. So just stay tuned to Revive because we got some game changers coming up. And stay tuned for Tab Money Habits. It's a game changer show.
It's a winning Wednesday. We had to change the game. You already know. And like I keep saying, man, it's still 2017. So while everybody already living in 2018, I'm changing the game still in 2017. So I'm coming out with some, you know what I'm saying, some heavy hitters, some 1-2 punchers, definitely. But before we jump into our news that I want to get into, I want to jump into this story that has been trending. I know we talked about it a little bit on DG, but this part didn't come out yet until today. So this is something that I really want to talk about. So everything that's going on, we all know, you know, the Keaton Jones story, it went viral. The little boy who was being bullied in Alabama, then, you know, come to find out his mom was a racist and all this stuff, right? So today they dropped information, the press leaked some information about Keaton Jones' father. So I want to read a little bit about that. So just overall, just put the story together, you know what I mean? Because people are still saying, but what about the child? What about the child? It's about the child. But you know what I'm saying? You also got to think about who's raising him. You know, why would people want to bully him? Why, you know, he's in the school and people are making fun of him. Like, why would people just pick him? So you also have to think about that. You know what I mean? Definitely have to think about that. But Keaton Jones went viral this past weekend. So now Keaton's father has been revealed as Sean White, a white supremacist who has been in Knoxville County jail since May 2015. According to TMZ, he was arrested on aggravated assault charges and he was convicted and he will be out later in 2018. So like, think about this. You know what I'm saying? White has been in Knox County jail since May 2015. He was reportedly locked up on a probation violation related to a 2012 aggravated assault conviction and is scheduled to get out in 2018. So at the same time, his mom is a white supremacist. His dad is in jail for, you know, aggravated assault. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's not something you find every day. You know what I'm saying? What was he doing? You know, what was the case? Who did he assault? You know what I mean? So now I got even more questions. And then they also went digging on his Facebook. Of course, they went digging on his Facebook. He has selfies on his Facebook talking about white pride, pure breed. He also has a tattoo on his neck that says CWB, which stands for crazy white boy, things of that nature. So that can also lead up to, you know, evidence that his father might be a white supremacist too. You never know. But at the same time, you know, know what I mean? I don't believe all the hype because the CWB part, his last name is White. So he could, you know what I'm saying, probably want to finesse his last name, like Crazy White Boy or something. But I ain't going to make no excuses for him. But I'm just saying, like, I just read through that one, you know what I'm saying? Because we come up with creative stuff all the time. So maybe he tried to be creative with that one. But definitely with the keep calm and be white pride, that ain't nothing I'm going for. You know what I'm saying? And the white pride and pure breed and things like that. We got to look into that one, definitely.
Right. No, definitely. I feel as though, like, we all should definitely do our research on these stories that are coming out to see, you know, what's the background with them. Because even on Monday when we talked about how, you know, the mom set up the GoFundMe account and it, in 72 hours, it came up to $52,000. And I'm still wondering, where is that money going, and what is that doing to help him, you know, not be so sensitive when people are bullying? Because honestly, bullying is unacceptable regardless. It's unacceptable regardless of the color that you are. It's unacceptable. So you just got to do your research on this and see, you know, what are you standing for? And then also just the environment that people are in.
I'm with you on that, because at the same time, like everyone else who has came out, you know, all over social media and the social, you know, networks and things like that, about what about all the other children, you know, of different races who have, killed themselves, suicide, that's what I'm thinking, I'm sorry, I apologize, I couldn't think about it, you know, the other children who committed suicide, due to bullying, you know what I mean? That and one thing about one story that came out about the girl who actually hung herself, her parents stated that that's not something that they wanted to spread. You know, that's not something that they wanted to put out there. So that's why it wasn't, you know, on a national level for everyone to know what actually happened to this young girl. So it's so much to think about when it comes to this bullying and then social media. Like they use social media as a platform, as a tool to literally take them to the next level. But at the end of the day, you have to understand social media has trolls. Social media has people who are going to dig. Social media has those people who are going to keep going and going and going until they actually find, you know, the littlest thing that about your life that can literally just take you, you know, to TMZ. You see what I'm saying? So I think that is a big one that, you know, does not deserve any more attention. We need to just stop talking about Keaton Jones and his family. They just need to go back to Alabama in a little small little county and go pray. Somebody needs to just go pray for them. The whole family just needs to be prayed on. Like, just need the blood. Just throw it on them. You hear me? So, yes, but I do wish that little boy gets some help. And, you know, bullying is not real. Bullying is not something, it is, I didn't mean to say not real, but bullying is something that is real, is what I'm trying to say. And bullying is severe because a lot of people are being affected by that. Definitely being affected by that. But you know who just got bullied and trumped? Your girl Omarosa. I had to talk about this. Did you see Angela Rye, my Shiro? Yo, she definitely became my Shiro today. She was like, ha! Like, she just laughed right at her. And I'm the same. Like, Omarosa, finally, go take those several seats, bruh. Just go take several seats. You deserve it. Like Angela said, we are not claiming you. You never claimed us, so we are not claiming you. You are the biggest loser. Once again, he fired you. He fired you twice. How did you feel? You got egg all on your face. Like, it's just on your face. You and your husband, what y'all gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Just what y'all gonna do? Y'all don't, what are y'all gonna do? You know what I'm saying? You're not in the White House anymore. What are you actually gonna do? After the White House announced on Wednesday that Apprentice Star, they still call her the Apprentice Star. She has a whole title in the White House, and they still referring to her as the Apprentice Star. So, Omarosa, how far have you come in life? How far have you come by selling yourself out? How far have you truly came in life? Like, how far have you come? The star turned to the White House aide Omarosa Newman will leave Trump. She is leaving Trump's administration. The Wall Street Journal reported that her departure was abrupt. Like, they kicked her out, like boot to the butt, like just smooth. You got to go. Like, the door's over there, and you ain't got home, but you gotta get the heck up out of here, man. An unnamed White House official told the Journal that Omarosa was physically dragged and escorted off of campus late Tuesday. They physically dragged her off, because, you know, us as black women, we not going out with no fight. You not about to play it, you know what I'm saying? She got played twice, so she really felt like a dummy, you know what I'm saying? Charlamagne, please give her donkey of the day. Charlamagne, please give her donkey of the day. Yes, man. So they dragged her out the White House. How did she feel, bruh? nobody respects her. We don't respect her. They don't respect her. Her party doesn't respect her. She still got her man, though. Did that count?
I mean, all I'm saying is that she thought she was playing a different role in a position that she thought would exemplify where it would take her. Does that make sense? It would take her, and it kind of backfired on her because those people don't stand for you.
But now she's trying to come out and say she resigned yesterday. They didn't fire her. She resigned. Her departure will be effective as of January 2018. Then the White House press said, "We wish her the best in her future endeavors, and we are grateful for her services." That was the statement that they made. They made no more statements other than that. They was grateful for her service. What did she do again? Because anybody tell me what she did. What did she do for that administration, man? I swear I need to know. What did Omarosa do? I need to know what she do up in the White House. The number, once again, is 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. Yo, Harmony, they dragged her up out of there.
That's all I have to say.
Man, and now she is reportedly banned from. So this is actually what happened. So let me run it back a little bit more of why she's banned from the White House premises, though. So they banned her. So she can't even, I'm saying, go visit on a free visit, because you know they got free visits to the White House. So she, but I'm just saying, even if she wanted to play and come back, she can't, because she's banned. She can't go back. But the former apprentice, this is what actually happened. They said that she came to the White House for her bridal shower. I'm saying she bought her 39 party bridal shower to the White House this past spring for an extended photo shoot in the Rose Garden. And it was unclear whether she had permission or not. So that is the reason why they technically is firing her. That's the reason why they're putting out to us, you know, the people, is because she came in with a 39 people bridal shower party to take pictures in the Rose Garden, and she never got permission to do so. So that's the little, you know, tedious thing that they're going to put out there, so it doesn't make it seem like anything else. So that's the reason why she got fired. I want to know why she got fired. April Ryan did some digging today. So, April, if you listening, just know your girl POC wants to know the real reason why Omarosa got fired, because she is the weakest link of them all, man. I cannot claim this girl at all. But we do got some black excellence, man. Shout out to Jada Pinkett. Shout out to Jada Pinkett. Shout out to Jada Pinkett, man. Jada Pinkett don't play no games. She don't play no games. This is her second time going ham, right? She went straight at their necks, right? She applied some pressure today, and I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? When you say, I am my sister's keeper, I am my sister's keeper. She went ham. So Tiffany Haddish, you know, everybody was giving a little backlash to the Golden Globes because they did not, you know, get her any nominations. Like, they some haters. Like, you could at least nominate her, and then they going to call her and ask her to present. Come on, man. Like, how you gonna hate on her and then call her and ask her to present? So Tiffany, she responded to, she was like, "Thank y'all for all the love and support," she wrote. She said, "I do not care much about the snubs because I am not nasty like that, but I love my girl Jada and I love all you all." Like, that is so dope. Yo, Harmony, I want you to come and read some of these tweets that Jada did, because Jada went off. She started like, "I'm not even gonna go in." Oops, never mind. I'm about to give it to y'all real quick.
So Jada Pinkett, she said that, "I'm not upset about Tiffany Haddish or the Girls Trip movie not getting a nomination. I'm discouraged about the fact that Hollywood foreign press at Golden Globes wouldn't even watch the movie." That's crazy to me, because you don't even give the benefit of the doubt. You already got your mind made up. But also, she said, "But yet, Tiffany has been asked to present at their ceremony. This isn't about shaming. This is about the need for discussion of an antiquated system," which is very, very true. "Hollywood has systems in this place that must learn to expand its concepts of race, gender equality, and inclusion in regard to its perceptions of art across the board." Like, let's just talk about the gross of Girls Trip. It made $115.1 million at the domestic box office. And you mean to tell me that you couldn't even watch it? You couldn't even nominate it? How do these people even get nominated? We need to talk about that.
That's a great question. I need to know, man, because I know, like, the Grammys, I know they got, like, a committee or I don't know. They got some kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? Something that you have to join in order to get into the Grammys, right? But, like, with the Golden Globes, I'm not too sure. I got to do my research on that. But for them not to even nominate Tiffany is crazy. She was the first ever African-American woman to ever host SNL. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. She has literally knocked down so many different doors. And this is, like, to me, you know what I mean? Maybe other people, but this is my first time actually, you know, knowing who she is and jumping out there this year. And she killed 2017. Everybody keep talking about Cardi B year, man, right? Cardi B did have an excellent year. Cardi B about to go get nominated for some Grammys, too. They showed her some respect in the music industry. But for the Golden Globes, this is what actors go to. You know what I'm saying? This is their go-to thing. So for them not to show Tiffany any acknowledgement, that's shady. But they want her to come present a award to somebody else that it should be flip-flop. It should be definitely vice versa because she deserved it. If y'all watch Girl Trip, she killed it. And it took me all this time. I just seen it like on Thanksgiving. Honestly, just seen it on Thanksgiving. I ain't going to hold you. But when I tell you I laughed from the start to the end, that movie was honestly, truly amazing. Did you watch it?
Yes, I did. That was my movie. She's hilarious. Like, she just has this authentic, hilarious energy towards her, to her. And very outgoing. And just, she's doing so many different things right now. And I feel as though that's when we need to come in and just create, just keep creating our own awards. We've got the Essence Award, the BET Awards. We need to continue to create our own awards and celebrate each other, our own. Because we're not going to wait around and wait for someone else to celebrate us. If so, it's a door that we got to, you know, continue to kick down. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, I ain't waiting for nobody. You already know what time it is. I'm not waiting for nobody. Man, and that talk about that. I'm actually going to talk about that a little bit with Tab. I'm going to bring that up with Tab. LeVar Ball, the big baller family, man. You talking about creating their own? They are creating their own lane. A 16-year-old overseas hooping for a check? Talk about creating your own lane. They're about to tap into some white man pockets. They're about to tap into some white man's pocket. I'm trying to tell you. These people are changing lanes. He literally took his son, both of his sons, his middle son and his younger son, out of school to go play ball. I'm sure they're still going to be doing, like, homeschool. I pray that they do homeschool, right? But, like, out of college, out of high school to go play ball for a check. So picture not graduating high school, picture not graduating from college and already playing professional basketball. Do you know how many other people are going to try to do that as well? If all they have to do is to get somebody with a big name behind them to sponsor them, you don't think LeVar Ball is going to jump into that industry? Like, yo, I see this, you know what I'm saying? I see this high schooler in the 12th grade killing it. Yo, UCLA, UNC, you know, the Texans, all them, they're not paying you any attention. Let me give you a check. Let me show you where to go. This is what you about to do. Yo, talk about changing the lane, changing the game. The NCAA, the NBA, they about to see a whole different ball game. Like, because you can't even come out of high school anymore and go straight to the NBA. You have to at least play 1 year of college. Like, that's about to be crazy. That's definitely about to be crazy. But you already know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC, host of Revive. I just had to do some news rundown. I do want to touch on the Alabama story, too, as well. But I definitely want to get you guys that number. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. If you want to talk about anything that we just ran down for you guys, the Tiffany Haddish story, the Omarosa taking several seats story, and definitely if you want to talk about the new Democratic Senate, Senator in Alabama, you already know, Doug Jones. It's a lot of Joneses going on right now. It's a lot of Joneses going on right now in Alabama. It's a, like everybody got. So how we know he not, you know what I'm saying, part of the Jones family? Keaton Jones, Doug Jones, you know what I'm saying? Well, they all got different last names. Kimberly don't even get, their dad don't got, it's just, I don't know, man. It's something going on. But yes, so Doug Jones, a new Democratic, is the new Democratic senator in the state of Alabama. I don't know too much about Alabama. Tab's always in Alabama, but I don't know too much about Alabama. You've been to Alabama, though, before.
You know, that's probably been a little while ago, so I don't really know too much about Alabama either. I never really stayed too long in there. So I still got to do my research myself, honestly.
I got to do my research. I don't know nothing about Alabama. I never thought about going to Alabama. I know they got a good football team. That's about it because everybody be talking about Alabama State. But other than that, I don't know nothing. Do they still got Piggly Wigglies in Alabama?
They probably do. I think all down south have Piggly Wigglies. I think so.
Atlanta don't got no Piggly Wigglies.
Yes, they do. They do. It's in certain areas, though.
My bad. Well, I ain't never seen that.
I mean, if you in Atlanta or Alabama, and you got a Piggly Wiggly, call Revive right now, 215-490-9832.
I want to know, because I never been to Alabama. So if they still got Piggly Wigglies in Alabama, please let me know. But you already know your boy Donald Trump, he's a hater to the death of him, right? So this is what he tweeted out today. He said, congratulations, Doug Jones, on a hard fight victory. The write-in votes played a very big factor, but a win is a win. The people of Alabama are great, and the Republicans will have another shot at this seat in a very short period of time. It never ends. Do you know how much of a – this is their president. Not like a actual, authentic congratulations. Just straight out like, yeah, congratulations, but the write-in vote helped you. Just know the Republicans is coming after you. It never ends. Like, what? Who says that? Like, it ain't even been 24 hours. Like, the man ain't even, you know, put his hand on the Bible yet and swear into his little situation before you just throw out a tweet and just, you know, hate on him like that.
Doesn't surprise me at all. From your president, it doesn't surprise me.
Don't play me like that, dog. No, man. I think that is crazy. Like, so it's like, what does he really care about? Like, does he care about the American people? Does he care about, you know, having good health care? Does he care about, you know, everybody being one for all? Like, the liberty? Like, what is, I really don't know his values, man. Like, I just don't know Donald Trump's values. Like, what is his values as a president? What is his values? It's like everything that he talked about in this campaign is just like, he's showing it, but at the same time, he's doing it in a weird ass way. It's just like, what are you doing? What is the underlining message from everything that you're doing? Why are you doing this? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you being that Twitter president? Like, why are you putting that out there? Like, this is a senator. You have to respect this man. You have to go in front of the Senate. You know what I'm saying? You have to go in front of the Senate. So it's like, what's your point? What's your values? And then why you throw the Republicans under the bus? Like, so now we got to watch out for all the Republican senators? Like, what are we looking for? You know what I'm saying? Now everybody got questions. Like, what does he mean by this tweet right now?
Well, the good thing is that everyone who went out and voted in Alabama, which the majority was black women and black men, they made this happen. And so, you know, that shows to tell you that your vote do count. Your vote do count.
They went ham today, black women. Always cooking, black women always winning, black women always taking care of the child. Yo, did you read? Yo, you gotta go read Ebro's Instagram post. He put it on Twitter too. Ebro went in about black women and how much excellence and how much magic we actually do have. When the hashtag came out, Black Girl Magic, it is a real thing. We really do have some magic in us. Each and every one of us, we really do have magic in us. We are strong. Strong, strong, strong human beings. God put us on this earth for a reason. Mother Nature, you hear me? Like,
I was just going to recite The Color Purple. You are smart. You are kind. You are intelligent.
I'm definitely with you on that one, man. You already know what time it is, man. If you voted in Alabama yesterday, man, give us a call. We want to know how y'all living out there in Alabama. Now that y'all got a new senator. Once again, his name is Doug Jones. We got to question the Jones part, but still. That number 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. You can definitely check out our Twitter. We are live tweeting each and every time we get on these airways. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, we'll be talking with your girl, Tab Money, with Tab Money Habits. You already know what time it is. Make sure you guys spread the word, spread the message. That link is in my bio right now. Go ahead and click that for us. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Ammonia. Arsenic. Formaldehyde. Hydrogen cyanide. Carbon monoxide. These are just a few of the 7,000 chemicals that can be traced from cigarettes. Tobacco-related deaths are expected to rise to around 8 million annual deaths worldwide by the year 2030. Put down the cigarette and don't be one of those people.
Tonight are unified by the same great American values. We're proud of our country. We respect our flag.
You got a checkup.
Did you know black men are 2.6 times more likely to die from stomach cancer than white men?
Black men are 2.3 times more likely to die from prostate cancer.
Black men are 4 times more likely to die by suicide than black women.
Did you know that less than half of Americans with a mental disorder seek treatment? But the proportion of blacks who seek treatment is half that of whites.
We can do better. We have to do better.
Because we need you.
I need you.
To be healthy.
To be safe. To stay alive.
Visit your local doctor. Get a checkup. And if you're suffering from depression, please seek professional intervention.
We're counting on you.
Live.
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 Yeah.
about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC, host of Revive. And you already know we back live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, that is timeforanawakening.com/revive. Or you can go directly to Revive_POC, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and go click that link in my bio right now so you can tune in to me. I'm reviving your airways each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So you already know your emergency contact number is 215-490-9832. Man, make sure you guys go follow us right now at Revive_POC and subscribe to that Revive newsletter. And you already know you can check out where you can cop that Revive gear and that Russell Brand gear at CBELifestyles.com. Once again, that is CBELifestyles.com. And I want you guys to stay tuned for your girl Tab Money, but you cannot forget about our two dope guests coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We got your boy Terrence Sims and also Aaron Carpenter. Man, this is some amazing, amazing fiery guests that we have coming on the Revive platform, so I want you guys to stay tuned. They have two big baller brands, you know, I already say, not to compare them to LeVar Ball. I'm just saying the way that they're moving, the way that they're shaking out here is amazing. They're making noise, and they're definitely motivating and being inspirational, motivational. Don't think you off the hook, Harmony. You definitely coming through with that motivational, inspirational. Well, we got your girl Tab Money on the mic tonight. Yo, Tab, how you feeling out there, man? How you feeling, Tab Money?
Hey, I'm feeling grateful. I'm feeling love, I'm feeling peace, I'm feeling light, I'm feeling everything, all positive energy. I'm going to apologize to POC because I know she was looking for me, but I was getting blessed up in Kinetic Yoga real quick. Had to practice my self-care because, you know, these weeks, last couple of weeks been stressful for your girl, so self-care is always important. I advise you to take advantage of it every single day.
I'm with you on that. You can't tell. Your life's been stressful, baby. You on a plane, off the plane. You know what I'm saying? You got all kinds of moons in your background.
You wonder how I manage it, though. Like, I got to incorporate self-care in the every day for me to be able to manage my high-intensity lifestyle. I just can't just be out here think I'm traveling. Like, I got to keep my spirit high, energy high, always. Nothing can shake me, nothing can break me because I incorporate self-care. Like, I take care of myself first before I'm out here just ripping and running.
I'm with you. You got people hit me up like, yo, where's your sister at this week, man? She just posted another moon.
Hey, I was in yoga today. So if he was looking for me, I was in yoga.
Yo, but somebody going to say, your sister just posted another moon picture, and her moon don't look like my moon. Where she at? I'm dying, bro. I am dead, man. Shout out to you, Tab Money. But before you go ahead and jump into Tab Money Habits today, I definitely want you to go ahead and tell the people about this winter camp you got coming up real quick, real fast. And I want everybody to be signing kids up.
It goes hand in hand with today's topic, what we've been talking about all month. And our winter camp, which is going to be at the Culture Center, literally just where yoga was at, is focused on Ujima, which is the principle of Kwanzaa that's focused on collective economics and group economics. So, like I said, again, Bama, Ujima, however you want to put it, to each his own based on perspective. But we're literally focusing on collective economics and group economics for the youth. So the camp is based for ages 12 to 14, 6th to 8th grade, but we are taking outliers. So if you're 8-year-old, know how to function like an 11-year-old or 12-year-old, we're accepting 8-year-olds as well. If you're 15 or you're 16-year-old, knows how to behave and still want to engage with us, we're accepting outliers, like I said. So we just have an age limit on there to focus our target, but we're not limiting ourselves. We're accepting all people. We also had three free sponsor seats available for any three youth who needed it, who couldn't afford it. But I'm pretty sure everybody can afford it. If you can afford a KD, if you can afford a liquor, a bottle, if you can afford going out to eat every day, if you can afford that new handbag, if you can afford them new shoes, them new Jordans, that new Michael Kors purse, you can afford this camp. We're literally doing $10 a day, or we're doing $30 for a week, and it's literally a four-day camp from December 26th to December 29th at Congress Heights Arts and Culture Center. We are doing it 9 to 5. Free food will be provided by Open Arms Catering. And, yeah, instructions going to be provided by CB Lifestyle and Congress Heights Arts and Culture Center. And it's based on the book that me and POC, we use when we travel. We go into the different schools. And it's based on Be Your Own Boss, the Young Indigo. So, like, that's what we try and teach kids to be, young bosses out here.
Alrighty. So if you're in the DMV area, if you anywhere, you know what I'm saying, in the United States, in the country, international, don't matter, and you do not want your child, you know what I'm saying, just out of school, playing video games, all on social media all week long where they're out on this Christmas holiday break, make sure you guys link up with Tab Money in the Congress Heights Austin Cultural Center that holiday week, man, so you guys can get your child some knowledge, man, just some business education, some financial literacy. And that's why we got your girl Tab Money coming on with Tab Money Habits each and every second and fourth Wednesday of the month, every winning Wednesday. So make sure you guys tune in. Yo, Tab, go ahead and jump into Tab Money Habits today.
All right, so starting out, because we didn't get into it in the last two episodes, we're going to just start out with the question of the day, because I want callers to call in so we can give away this free merchandise. The question of the day is, what does net worth mean? What is the definition of net worth? I need you to call in. POC, give them the number real quick.
What is the definition of network? What is the definition of network? Your hotline number, your emergency contact number, you already know, 215-490-9832. Once again, 215-490-9832. Hit us up. Once again, the question of the day is, what does network mean?
Yeah, and that's W-O-R-T-H, net worth.
Oh, and, worth. I'm sorry. What does your net worth mean? Shout out. My bad.
Yes, let's get it right. Because today's topic is, your net worth equals or determines your net worth. So that's what we're focused on. Because a lot of us, me and my friends, we were talking in the group message, POC included, and we were talking about how some of our old friends still hang out with some of the same older friends, and they're not growing. So that's what this conversation on this topic was started off of in the group message today. But we want to talk about changing up your circles. We want to talk about investing in your friends. Are your friends investing in you? And, yeah, so POC, basically, can you, in layman's terms, for the common people, can you tell us what does your net worth equals your net worth mean to you?
But if I tell them, then how are we going to get a call of the day? How are we going to get a winner of the day, Ty? How are they going to get this free Russell brand?
What does net worth mean? The definition of what net worth is going to be different from what you describe to the people. What does your net worth mean to you as far as, like, your network? So, like, I want you to correlate it for the people, not define it necessarily.
So what you mean? So, like, define what does net worth mean to me, or what does network mean to me?
Both. What does the phrase your net worth equals or determines your net worth? Because me and you talk about this all the time, even how we're talking about today. It's like, I'm going to break it down. I was going to break it down last, but I can't break it down first just so you can understand it. But basically, what I'm saying is that the people I hang around or associate myself with determines my income, determines how much money I'm worth, determines my goals and what I'm trying to get accomplished. And it's my environment dictates my self-esteem. My environment dictates my outcomes. That's what I'm trying to get to. So,
you broke up, man. You broke up. You had that Sprint. Yo, Tab Money, you had that Sprint service. You really just broke up for real. Nobody heard what you said.
All right. So I just want to know, in your own words, did you hit my definition?
No, that's what I'm saying. You broke up really bad at the end.
All right. So my definition is basically, your environment dictates your outcomes. Simple point blank. Who you surround yourself with, who you associate with, determines your outcomes. And I need you to put it in a sentence or put it in layman's terms for the regular people.
if the people that you're hanging around, the people that you see every day, the people that you're kicking it with, the people that make you laugh, smile, giggle, whatever it may be, if they're not talking about what you're thinking about, if they're not acting upon the things that you need to go do, the things you need to go get, then you need to change your circle. You need to change your environment. You need to be uncomfortable. It's okay to be uncomfortable. So that's when the network comes in, because you have to learn how to shop around and move around and pick and choose who you actually want to be. And that's not being fake. If you choose around who you want to be around, that's not being fake at all. Some people get that misconstrued, like, oh, I can't hang with my childhood friends anymore because I'm an adult and I'm doing other things. That's not being fake. The people who love you will honestly love you because they've seen that you're out there doing different things. So change your network meaning just simply being around people who are like-minded as you, being around people who are going to bring you the net worth. And this is when the net worth comes in, because now that the people who are in your life, who you're networking with, they're adding value to your life. If they're not adding any value to your life, then they are disposable at any time. Just like Omarosa, she did not add any value to the Trump administration. So soon they got the chance to let her go, she had to go take several seats. So if you're not adding value to my life and whoever's around me, then yes, I'm going to dispose of you, but I'm still going to love you, you know, 12 seats behind me. And that's fine. I'm away back there. It's no problem. And I expect you to love me in first class. You hear me?
Hey, I love your example. You would bring out the Omarosa, though, out of everybody.
She wasn't adding value, baby.
Hey, that's real, though. All right, so I want to drop this quote from this motivational speaker that I love, because I found this when I was in grad school, but that's how I got hip to my net worth equals or determine my net worth. So his name is Jim Rohn, and his quote is simply, "We are the average of the five people we spend the most time with." We are the average of the five people we spend the most time with. So, and I'm breaking down from what his, I'm breaking down my own definition, and I'm gonna break it down in his definition. And he states, this relates to the law of averages, which is the theory that results of any given situation will be the average of all outcomes. Salespeople, entrepreneurs, and all successful people know that in order to increase your wins, you also have to increase your losses. When it comes to relationships, we are greatly influenced, whether we like it or not, by those closest to us. It affects our way of thinking, our self-esteem, and our decisions. Of course, everyone is their own person, but research has shown that we're more affected by our environment than we think. So I'm going to break it down for the... We are the average of the five people we spend our most time with. It's basically, I look at, you know, I'm going to bring everything back to money. My income, the income that I'm going to personally make, is going to be the average of the five people that I hang around with. So if somebody's making $8 an hour, if somebody's making $15, if somebody's making $0, if somebody's just living again bad, they're not even making nothing on a consistent basis, and then I'm hanging out with one person who's making $30,000 a year, What do you think my average is going to be? Like, based on the environment that I surround myself with. So me, that was my typical situation when I was going through grad school. I was fresh out of undergrad. I was living it up. I was still going to the bar every night. I was still hanging in the streets, going to class, going to work, doing everything I'm supposed to do, saving here and there, but not really on it. I was like, oh, nah, this guy changed. So I don't know who, somebody said it to me, or I was just researching some, studying some, and I found this. So I changed my whole circle up of who I was hanging with. Next thing you know, I'm hanging out with people older than me, people who make $60,000, people who make $70,000, people who are entrepreneurs, people who got their own businesses. And then I noticed things in my life start shaping up. The people I started hanging around was different. They was inviting me to different places that I never been before. I was meeting new people. Industry is me. I was meeting new people who was able to teach me something. So that's kind of when I want to bring that quote up today, just to get in your head that you need to shake up your circle. And I don't want you to feel bad about shaking up your circle. I just need you to do it for yourself. Going back to self-care.
Facts, man. And also, just to piggyback on what you were saying, that, you know, when you start to change your circle and you start to see the effects, you know, and it comes so swiftly and so easily that you don't even know that you're transitioning. And that's the difference between grind and growth, because, like, you're out here grinding. You're trying to do what you have to do. You're trying to make sure that, you know, you are staying on track. Like Tab said, she was doing everything she had to do. She was going to school. She was going to work. She was still being able to, you know, be in her early 20s, whatever that may be, right? But at the same time, that's when the shift came with the growth to her grind. So she started growing because her circle changed. She started seeing new things. She started being around new people. People were able to get into her to be like, yo, Tab, if you just do, you know, A plus Z minus, you know, 11, bet this gonna really work for you. And then when you around your people and you complaining about it, and you're like, son, it's just gonna get better. Son, it's just gonna get better. But they don't actually have a solution to add, which is the value to your problems. Then that's when you know you need to change up your circle. If you keep calling that same person and they keep telling you the same thing, which is the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, man. And you keep calling the same person saying, yo, son, like, I don't know. I'm trying to grow my business, but I can't get people to do this. I can't get people to purchase this. And the same person keeps telling you, like, do this, do this, do this. And you getting the same results every time. That is, you know, that is to the point where you like, okay, I have to do something different. And that's where the growth comes in versus the grind. You can grind all you want, but if you're not growing, you're going to stay stuck.
Real. And so those are the why. Like, Jim gave us the one of the main topics we need to change our circle. And I'm going to just repeat that. And that's the why that did it for me. We are the average of the five people we spend the most time with. Spend the most time with is key, whether it's family, whether it's peers, whether it's friends, whether it's associates at work, associates in the street. It doesn't matter. You are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. So, POC, I got a personal question. Name five people that you spend the most time with.
That's crazy. I actually got asked this question because in Groundation, but that's really, really crazy. Honestly, I'm fake. I only hang around like three people every day, all day. And that's...
It's my sister for real, because, like, if you ask me, like, I'm probably going to say I hang out by myself, but out of nine, sometimes, like, when I do choose to step outside of myself and hang out with people, I'm going to say my housemate is for one. Like, we spend a lot of time together because we're literally next door to each other. I'm also going to say Kiana at Congress Heights Austin Culture Center. She's literally in walking distance, like, a neighbor to me as well, so we always together at the center. I'm also going to say, I just got three for real, too. And I'm also going to say my other homie who run the art center at Anacostia Art Center. I'm in between two art centers. I don't even like to leave Southeast for real. And I do got my man, Kristen Whitaker. We do hang out. I do hang out with my artists. I'm just going to group them all up into one person for real, because they come through sporadically. But they come through. I spend a lot of time with them.
That's more than three.
So, yeah, I'm gonna just keep, wrap it up at that. And then I'm also, the fifth person going to be myself. I spend a lot of time with myself. I'm always by myself. I'm always going inward. I'm always trying to elevate myself or loving myself by spending more time with myself and being happy just with self and no one else.
I'm with you on that.
So I literally need everyone, all the listeners, to just reflect. Like, think about it, write it down in your journal, and think about, who do you spend your time with? If you spend time with yourself, you need to always be holding yourself accountable, and that's great. That's the point where you want to get to. That's the spiritual self, when you're just spending time with yourself. But just really sit back and analyze, and like, who are you really spending time with? All right, so let's get into...
Hold on, I got a question for you. You know how you ask the people, who are you spending time with? How about this question? And this is a question also that got asked to me by my Groundation family. Who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? Like, who are you taking advice from? Who are you allowing to, you know, sway your perception, sway your opinion, you know, your perspective on different things? Like, who are you listening to? If they say, like, yo, son, make this left turn. Like, who is that person you really going to make that left turn for? You know what I'm saying? Who are you actually listening to? And that definitely can depict, you know, outcomes of a lot of situations. So definitely just, you know, home in onto like who you are actually listening to, who you're allowing to get some information into that subconscious mind.
All right, so I'm going to give y'all a few more reasons why to drop or stop hanging with some of the friends, peers, associate, family members that you have in your circle. If you're the most intelligent person in that circle, you need to leave that circle ASAP. You need to run, and you need to go find new friends. If you're the smartest person in the circle, I'm sure everybody heard this cliche since they were as a kid. If you're the smartest person in the circle, you need to get out. You need to run. Find some new friends. You should be able always learning from your friends. You should be always learning from the five people that you spend most of your time with. You should always be learning from the people that you listen to, not just doing it just because they say do it. You should be learning and then be like, okay, this applies to me, and let me apply it to my life. If they are liabilities and not assets, run. Run fast. Get away from them, and it's okay. Like, just be like, son, I'm going to get into it how later, but I just need you. If they're a liability, I need you to go ahead and just bounce. Like, so exit stage left ASAP. And then, again, getting into liability for the folks who don't know. A liability is what, POC?
Somebody who's going to be your accountability partner, in my opinion. You know, somebody who's not going to let you slip. Like, are you talking about a person or are you just talking about liability, the word?
The word. Like, I mean, because the liability, the word would describe the person.
Like a weak link, in my opinion. Like, you lie. Like, I don't know. I think about it like a weak link. Like, liability. Like,
I like the way you put that, because that's how, like, because I asked you because I want you to break it down for the people in layman's terms so that everyone can answer. So that's exactly what it is, a weakest link, something that you have to be responsible for. A person or a thing who presence or behavior could be likely put you at a disadvantage. A weak link puts you at a disadvantage. So if your friends are putting you at a disadvantage, I'm telling you to run fast. I'm telling you to get away from them and just spend time with yourself first before you get new friends. If your friends are liability, that's not a healthy situation.
Fact. Don't hold on to no dead weight.
You said what?
Don't hold on to no dead weight.
You won't think if you hold on to dead weight. If your friends are only in, or family, peers, whoever you want, your circle is only inviting you to smoke, to drink, to eat, to party, to spend money, those are not the people to hang around with. Those are not people to associate with. You need to just drop them. And then personally, that was my case. All my friends wanted, even my mom, all they wanted to go was go to the bar. Let's go out to eat. Let's go shop. Let's go drink. Ain't nobody talking about saving no money. Ain't nobody talking about investing in no stocks. Ain't nobody talking about let's buy these houses tab. I put up 10 stacks. You put up 10 stacks. Let's buy this apartment building. Ain't none of my friends talking about that. Like, every time I'm like, yo, I ain't doing nothing because I'm trying to save, because I'm trying to buy an apartment building. They like, oh, let's go to this concert. Let's go get some drinks. Let's go do this. Let's go out the country. And I'm like, nah. And that's where I need y'all to be. I need y'all to be confident. I need y'all to stand firm and just say no. And mean no when you say it. And it's okay. I'm going to keep telling you that it's okay. Like, you don't always have to look to others to vouch for what you're doing, to reassure what you're doing is right. And just know that you may be alone on some of the stuff that you believe in until you change up that circle and find the people who are like-minded as you. If these folks are complaining all the time, Debbie Downers, self-sabotage, always talking about people, those is another circle you don't need. People who just talk, 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 no action. Talk, 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 no action. Please stop hanging around them. Get you some new friends. And the last thing, if they're not self-reliant, if they're not relying on self, if they always got their hand out, if they always need some, y'all know a bunch of needy people in y'all school. Like, if they always need something, they can't do nothing for themselves. They always like, son, can you do this for me? Son, can you do this for me? Son, can you do this for me? Can you grab this? Can you grab that? On that person.
Yo, what about
them people?
Tab, what about that friend that's always saying, I got five on it? What you got five on? Don't nothing cost $5, bruh. $20 is a new dollar bill, bruh. Stay away from me if you only got five on anything. I don't do anything for $5.
Like, we do 50-50 deals over here. So if you want half on whatever with me, we can hang out. But if you're not going half on nothing, half of the effort, half of the energy, half of the funds, then, yeah, we can't associate for real. I still say what's up with you. I still say what's, how you doing. You all right? Check on you. Send you some love. Give you some free hugs and give you some free ears. That's all I really got for you. But other than that, we're going to keep it pushing. I'm not going to spend no more than 10 minutes with you, 15 minutes if that.
$5 ain't even going to get you around the corner, bruh.
Hey, $5, I might not even respond to you.
Better go catch an Uber.
All right. So, and then I just, another thing is that you don't owe nobody nothing. Like, we're all individuals out here. Yeah, some of our journeys collide. They combine, they connect, they interconnect, all of the above. But you owe nobody nothing. You need to focus on yourself right now. Now, especially if we're talking to millennials, right now is the time to focus on self. No external things, no friends, what people think about you, perceptions, perspectives, none of that. You need to focus on you and nobody else matters. No, you owe nobody nothing. I need you to get yours. And don't feel bad. This has nothing to do with love. This has nothing to do with loyalty. Because even in our conversation earlier, everyone wants to think like, oh, if you leave your circle, people will think you're not loyal. And that's wrong. People, only the people who need you, them needy people we was talking about who always got their hand out, they're going to be the ones that was like, so you're not loyal because you're not feeding me no more. And that's the whole point where you got to change your perspective and look like, are these people only around because I'm always giving, giving, giving? Or are these people around in times when I'm down and I don't have nothing? Are these people around when I'm looking for somebody to give to me and I'm in a needy situation? Are they around to give to me?
I'm with you.
Those,
hold on.
Go ahead.
I'm with you. We do got a call on the line, so I want to get to this call. And once again, I got to put that question of the day out. What does net worth mean? What is the definition of net worth? Once again, that emergency contact number is 215-490-9832. You're listening to your girl Tab Money on Tab Money Habits each and every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. Man, Tab, we got a call on the line, but I do want to say one last thing to what you just said about the people you hanging around. Yo, the for real haters are the ones who's like, yo, why you not hanging around with me no more? Why you not doing this with me no more? Those are the haters. They want to continue to grab you and pull you back down in that crab in a barrel experience that we have been experiencing for so long. Now that you seem like you're one who wants to break the cycle, you already know they're going to come and apply pressure to see how strong you really want it, how motivated you really want it, how big and how strong you really going to kick the door down to make sure that you and your brand succeed of all obstacles, bro. Don't let nobody pull you down. But let's get to this caller on the line. Yo, caller, you live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello, this is Athea. I'm calling from West Philly.
What a dude, Drew. What a dude. We got caller online. What's good, Drew? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm doing good. I just want to answer the question of the day. But before I do, I just want to say that this is by far one of my favorite Tab Money Habits. Tab, you're speaking nothing but the truth. Like, I gave the church hand to the phone, like, so many times. So I appreciate everything you just said.
Lit. So, well, let's hear what you got for the answer.
She can answer,
too. All right, so.
We got twisting it. Just because you're a part of the team, you got to use it in a sentence.
Use it in a sentence. Okay. So
after you define it.
All right, so net worth is essentially the amount of assets that you have, and it has to exceed your liabilities.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, you're right. Now use it in a sentence.
Okay. So, basically, you could say Apple's net worth is more than I'm just throwing it out there because I really don't know their net worth. But like, oh wait, no. So you could say Beyonce's net worth is $109 million.
You could say that. You could
say
that.
That's her net worth.
You're right.
See, somebody
right?
real would have
awesome.
Said.
So, all right, so we got 200 wanna.
Hold on, let me say this though, Tab. Somebody real would have said the net worth of the black spending power is $1.3 trillion every year around Black Friday. So I just want, you know what I'm saying, throw that out there too. Spend what you
want. It's the whole holiday season. It's not just Black Friday. It's the whole from starting Black Friday all the way to January 1st.
1.3 trillion. That's the net worth. I just wanted to put that out there. Go ahead, Tab. Did she win or not? Did she win? Is she a winner? Winning dinner, chicken dinner.
Hey, she is a winner. She called down right at the buzzer.
Right.
Yay!
Shout out to you,
lady.
Yes, definitely. Shout out to you, Trueheart. All right. So we ain't gonna give you no free revive gear though, but it's cool. It would be like that sometimes. But I appreciate you coming in and educating
you,
the people.
The money, you still get some though. I'm gonna give you some. Don't need to worry about POC.
I
got
appreciate
you.
Y'all.
I know you're
keep doing your thing.
No doubt. Thank you for the love. Thank you for calling in. Yo, Tab, what it do? Go ahead and finish off what you were saying.
All right, so let me wrap it up because I know my buzzer coming soon. So I'm just going to tell you, like, I don't want people to feel bad about cutting their friends because I know a lot of people have emotional ties to friends. And I want to let people know that emotions are temporary. They're not made to be permanent. We as humans, because we have at will, we choose again to keep those emotions lingering. And we don't choose to let these emotions go. I'm telling you right now, choose to cut these emotional ties with these negative energy vulture people that you're keeping around in your circle. It's not worth it. Your net worth is not worth it at all. And then before we go into that, like, I just want to tell people, like, and how to do it, because I told you why to do it, but quickly, the how to do it is the main reason that PLC is on the airwaves right now. It's, you got to communicate. It's okay. Like, it's okay for you to say, son, look your friend dead in the eye, look your parent dead in the eye, look at your manager, supervisor, coworker. It doesn't matter. Dead in the eye, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, and say, son, you're BSing. You're not being productive. You're not doing what you said you was going to do. Your actions is not following your word. You're not being loyal to yourself. You're not investing in yourself. Like, I need to step away from you. I need to take a break. This relationship is not healthy. This relationship is not bringing me to you. You need to sit back and then tell that person. Be transparent. Be direct. Put your emotions aside. Put them on the table. And let them know it's up straight up to their face. And if they're your real friends, they're not going to be in their feelings or they're not going to hate, like PLC was saying. Like, the haters will let you know if they was really your friends or not. If they start throwing shade after you come to them as a real person and address them directly, honestly, and transparent, they should accept that for what it is. And if they don't, they let you know where you stand with them. And you needed to cut ties with them before this even conversation that you brought to them. So literally, communication is everything. And again, I'm going to just say, be transparent, be direct. If you got to, me and POC already, we got to this point where we at people's throats with it. And we don't care if you like it or not. And that's where I need y'all to be at. Yeah, stop worrying about what other people think. Stop worrying about other people's emotions. Emotions are a personal problem. Whether you didn't cause the emotion or not, it's a personal problem. Let that person deal with their emotions themselves. They'll get over it eventually. And, yeah, just keep it focused like that. And stay tuned for more Tab Money Habits.
Facts, though, I'm with you on that. Principles over emotions. Principles over emotions, people. Play that in the back of your head each and every day. I swear you will not be swayed. Principles over emotions. Put your best foot forward and don't get in your own way. I don't want to be, you know, like everybody else talk about trust the process, because I know the process does get hard sometimes. But at the end of the day, just get out your own way. Principles over emotions. Go ahead, tell them where they can find you, where they can click that link at cbelifestyles.com, how they can go ahead and sign up for that camp really quick, because I do have my next guest coming on.
All right, so before I I'm going to recommend a book, because I haven't recommended a book in like a month or two. There's this book that's called Your Network is Your Net Worth, and it's by Porter Gale. It's a fun, enjoyable, quick read, easy read, and again, it's by Porter Gale. Your Network is Your Net Worth, and just the subtitle is Unlock the Hidden Powers of Connections to Wealth, Success, and Happiness in the Digital Age. So it shows you how, it tells millennial how to get this money by literally just changing up your circle. And the last thing I'm going to say is just invest in your relationships. We invest in everything else.
invest in your relationships. Take it seriously. Really, really take it seriously. Go ahead and click that follow button, STB Lifestyle, on Twitter and Instagram, SoundCloud, YouTube. Wherever you want to go, you want to find STB Lifestyle. Go to STBLifestyle.com. Check out the camp page. Check out the merchandise page, check out the music page, check out the financial blogs page, and you can get recaps on all the Tab Money habits. And you can even, we about to have a top 20. That's what me and PLC working on right now. We about to have a top 20 Revive episodes up on TV Lifestyle coming at the end of the year. We simulating BET Countdown like already. We had back in the day.
Already, so, already. Make sure you guys get ready for that.
Get ready for my evening wind down. Y'all go ahead and continue to have a great show.
No doubt, man. Once again, I want to shout out to your girl, Tab Money, for coming on with Tab Money Habits each and every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. Thank you for showing love here at Revive. She dropped some gems for you guys today. Simply just change your circle. What is your network and what is your net worth and what are you willing to pass up? The network or the net worth or the old friends? No new friends. You hear me? Let's get it done. It's me, your girl, POC. We're going to be up with our first guest, Terrence Sims, right after this quick commercial break. Make sure you guys give us a call, 215-490-9832. Or you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Think a fast food PSA. Fast food, it's everywhere. When you turn on the TV, you see an ad for a Big Mac. You are driving on the freeway and see a sign for the closest Burger King. Like it or not, fast food is all around us. More than two-thirds of the adults in the United States, 219 million people, are obese or overweight, and I have a lot to do with soda companies market their food as diet, but how can they be diet if they're just using artificial sweeteners instead of natural sugar? Why do we buy protein bars even though they have the same or more sugar as a candy bar and just more protein? Why do we buy chicken nuggets when in reality they have tons of added salt, MSG, oil, and fillers? These are all good questions, but think before you dive into that layer hamburger or chicken nuggets, or any other fast food, junk food. Think about what is actually in it, how the animals you are eating are being treated, and think about how putting this food in your body will affect your health. Every time you eat fast food, you're supporting all these things. Understand what fast food is, and do what you think is right. Think.
Let me tell you who to blame. Blame the boy lying at your feet, his body oozing life through the hole in his stomach where the bullet tore him apart. Blame him for challenging you, for not looking away and for not backing down when you pulled out the gun. Blame your mother for bringing you into this world when she was but a kid herself and for dragging you up, not bringing you up. Blame society for not giving you hope. Blame your father for not being there, the man who looked after himself instead of looking after you. Blame the gun in your hand for making you a target, for making you more likely to be picked on. Blame the dead boy, blame your mother, blame society, blame your father, blame the gun, blame anyone but yourself for not being strong enough to put down the gun, to break the cycle.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time.
About that time.
It's your girl POC.
You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC, and we are back live on this Winning Wednesday here on Revive Radio. Make sure you guys spread the word, spread the message that right now we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, that's timeforanawakening.com/revive, or you can go directly to TuneIn. You can download the app or go directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. You hit me, your girl, POC, reviving your airways each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. and each and every Sunday with that good old morning talk radio on Time for an Awakening from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I am very excited to be speaking with our next guest, man. Yo, Harmony, who we have coming up on the Revive platform?
Yes, we have the game changer, Terrence Sims. He's a sixth grade math teacher at Milwaukee Excellence Charter School and teaching and empowering kids to learn in a different way. So we welcome you to the Revive platform.
Hey, Terrence, how are you feeling out there?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
I'm good, man. I'm really excited to be speaking with you today, man. What you're doing with our youth is something that needs to be talked about. So you already know we had to reach out to you here on Revive. Man, jump into it. What school are you actually teaching at again? I know she announced it, but I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself, though.
Okay, so yeah, you had the intro was right. I teach at Milwaukee Excellence, this great math. But a little more than math, I just teach kind of just human development and loving your culture and who you are in general. So, yeah, it's right here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
I'm with you. Man, I ain't never been to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I never been out there to Wisconsin. How is it out there? Y'all freezing out there?
Yeah, man, I actually just finished snowing. I came in to jump on this phone call, but we
it's
just got a
right
big
now?
Snow today.
Oh, man.
So we went already now.
But that's good. You're in school tomorrow, though, right?
Yeah, we still got school.
All right, that's what's up. So you went viral. You have, like, recently just went viral based off a video that did you produce the video? Did you produce the song? How did that go? Because you had some students that was in your classroom, and they dropped some bars.
Right.
They dropped some Drake bars. I'm like, they got some ghostwriters back there. What's up with that?
Well, I mean, yeah, the idea came about, this was my first year at this new school. So I wanted to kind of wrap my kids into how I taught my classes quickly. So I thought just kind of spitting the verse for them to get them hyped about being back in school would kind of set the standard of what I wanted. And it kind of just took off from there. Kids started giving me lyrics and whatnot, like add this to the song and do this, do that. And once I heard the two girls spit the song that we all came up with, I knew that we had to make something of it. So pretty much I hit up one of my good friends. We went to high school together. We both do photography and video, and we got all of our equipment together and kind of just shot the video on one of our first days out of school, and it kind of just went from there.
That's crazy. So, like, were they ready? Like, did they wake up like that? Was that just, like, pure black girl magic in them? Like, because the way they was, you know, just articulate and, you know, the rhyme to the beat, you know, they were
yeah.
just it. Like, where did that come from? Did you guys help them, you know, get ready for that? Or did it just pour out of them?
Nah, I think you're right. It was just that black girl magic that they had. Like, I actually have the original video of me rapping the song to, like, the whole school. And it was cool, but it wasn't really much to it. It was kind of me just kind of spitting. But once they jumped on, you saw that spark and that energy, and you knew it was going to be something special. But that all came from within them. And even when we go places now and they perform, it's like you would think they've been doing this for years, but really they're just two really strong students with a spark of energy.
Dope. And are they in the same class? Like, did they know each other prior to the song dropping?
Well, no. I teach four different classes, and they are in two separate classes.
That's
and pretty much what happened, I had a lesson that didn't go as long as I had planned. So I had about an hour, and my lesson probably ran 40 minutes. So really, I just had kids kind of go up as they chose to just perform the song. So I was doing that kind of all day with my last 20 minutes. And once I heard each one of their separate classes, I knew something had to be made of it.
That's amazing. And some of the content that they had in their, you know, their lyrics was crazy. Like, is that what you're teaching them? You know, education, college, a little bit about Michelle Obama, the queen herself. Like, so are you dropping those gems while you're teaching? Like, what are you actually, because you said you're teaching them just about, you know, their personal selves and how to love themselves. So, like, what are some things that you can name for us that you're actually teaching in the class?
Oh, definitely. Well, you know, the trend in education now is to get kids, you know, college prep is like a big buzzword. But my biggest issue is that they prepare them to pass tests and to be like academically fit. But, you know, I went to a PWI for undergraduate. And if you're not mentally stable and mentally fit and mentally strong, it don't matter what grades you're getting, you're not going to last. Nice. So one thing I feel like about being college prep is that you can learn how to love yourself. So even though I'm teaching numbers and math, at any point when I can pause and just talk about who you are and loving yourself and loving the skin you in and incorporating that into my lesson, it's always time for that. So, yeah, I'm constantly in the hallways talking to kids, telling them how strong and beautiful they are and how much they can do it. And honestly, it probably annoys them a little bit, but you know what? In 10, 15 years down the road when they finally hit those walls and get difficult, they're going to remember that time when somebody believed in them. And I'm just making it early in their lives.
Alrighty, so you better get ready for the reference letters because they coming fast. You're going to have about 15 on your desk. You better get ready. So how much support have you had, you know, with the school? Like how much are they supporting you? Do they support you fully? Are they hating on you? Are they applying pressure? How was that there at the school?
Well, I mean, the support has been crazy. I've been doing this and really broke through nationally. The support has just been crazy. People hit me up all the time, like, if you ever need help with graphic design, if you ever need help with costumes, if you need another writer, just any type of help that people can provide, they've given it. And that's the same thing inside the school building. Teachers were stepping in. If we had to step out for a quick interview, teachers were stepping in, picking up the pieces that we had to drop off. Teachers constantly had work ready for the kids when they came back from whatever they were doing so they wouldn't fall back in their studies. Like, it's a real team-oriented spirit in the city right now.
That's love. We need that unity, man. I appreciate what you're doing, you know, with those youth in the city of Milwaukee is amazing, especially what you were doing with those two young girls.
Appreciate it.
It was crazy, man. But once again, you are tuned into Revive Radio. We are speaking with your boy, Terrence Sims, man. We're speaking with your boy, Terrence Sims. He's just really changing the game right now. So if you don't mind, if it's okay, I'm not sure if it's okay. Is it okay for you to drop the two girls' name?
Oh, yeah. So the first girl in a couple songs is Aaron, and then the second one is Savannah.
Savannah and Aaron, that's what's up. And how have they, you know, remained, you know, children out of all of this? You know, how has it been for them, you know, going into elementary school? Because sixth grade in Milwaukee, is that considered elementary or middle school?
Milwaukee is considered middle school.
Okay, for middle school. So how has it been for them, you know, going into middle school? And sixth grade is like the first grade of middle school. So how was that, you know, them going back into the middle school and getting a lot of love and respect from their peers?
Well, it's cool to see. Both of the girls are two very different girls. Aaron is very, like, laid back and chill. And Savannah's, like, a life-living situation that she walks into. But it's really cool to see them kind of jump in and out of those different personalities, but also stay humble and, like, just be themselves in everything that they do. Aaron, I've been teaching for 4 years now. So just seeing her growth has just been huge. And like I said, it is really exciting to see them just stay true to themselves, regardless of how much popularity and, like, fame they're getting right now.
I'm with you on that one, man. You sound like you got the next Salt and Pep on your hand, the next TLC for real. Like, that's amazing right there. I really do appreciate
it. Yeah, they work. They work.
No doubt. And so what are you doing? Like, what are you doing coming up in the near future? Like, what can we see in store coming up in the near future, you know, with everything you have going on with the girls and everything you're doing in the city of Milwaukee? What can we look forward to?
Well, honestly, the girls are serving as kind of like bridge builders and opening the gate to what we have planned. We have a bunch of people doing some work. Well, not a bunch, about five or six of us writing some songs and working with a bunch of kids. And ideally, we want to set up a station or a site to where kids want to vibe to something. They can find music that relates to them and is speaking positivity into their lives. So we got a bunch of kids right now writing and recording, and we're going to come up with visuals for all that. And then also just another big thing that I fight for is literacy. So I have four main, I guess you call them artists, kids who are singing and rapping. And we just turned them into comic book characters. So we'll have a comic book coming out to really talk about some of these issues that they touch in their songs. But, you know, for literacy, they can go a little deeper because they have a little more space to write about it. So, yeah, songs and comic books are the move right now. Hopefully we can continue to grow as time goes on.
I want to read you this percentage, and I want you to tell me, you know, how you feel about it when you hear it. I'm sure you have read it before, you have heard it before, but 2% of black males are educators. Like, how does that make you feel when you hear that? 2% of black males are educators.
I'm sorry, can you read that stat one more time?
2% of black males are educators. So there's only 2% of African-American males that are educators.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
Sadly to say, I'm not surprised. It's still depressing to hear, but it's not like a surprising stat. I think black women have held it down in our culture for a very long time. And you can see even with the voting yesterday that they continue to, like, set the foundation of what's to be black culture. And I really think as black men, we need to start raising our kids and building our culture. And to hear that number 3% is just like, wow. If you're not building up the youth on a daily basis, what exactly are you doing?
Nice.
And that's not to say that the other 97% or whatever the number is, they're not doing something productive. But I would hope that as time moves on, people will see the need for, and not just any man, just strong, dedicated, valuable black men in education. Because people need to see it and people need to interact with good men as they're coming up in the academic setting.
That's a fact. And my last question to you before we wrap up here is, how do you feel, or can you explain the difference, rather, in your own words, in your opinion, the difference between knowledge and education? You know, by you being an educator, I need you to break it down for us, what you think knowledge is and what you think actual education is.
What I think knowledge is and what I think education is. That's a really good question. I'll talk around and we'll see where the words education and knowledge fit. I think in schooling, like I said, they teach you how to pass a test. They teach you some valuable stuff when it comes to getting a certain GPA. But there's a certain level of wisdom that comes along with being a good human being and connecting that to your academics. Mm-hmm. It don't matter how book smart you are, if you're not a good person, people aren't going to want to work with you. So understanding how to connect your culture with being a good person, with also being strong in school, I think that's you have to find the perfect blend of those three things to really show your best self. And how education and knowledge play in that, I'm not sure how to play with the words, but I know your education comes deeper than the school day. It can't just be, I go to school and that's where I learn. It has to come from a deeper source and from a lifelong source. And I teach my kids to be excited about the journey and not about the end goal. So if you're excited about the learning process, you will continue to learn for the rest of your life. I kind of hope that answers your question. I know I kind of talked around it, but...
No, you didn't talk around it. You answered it in your own words, and that's exactly what I needed to hear. Because, you know, you got people out here who just, because they have a degree, they just going to go get a substitute teacher job. That's all you need is a substitute teacher job and to pass, you know, some little background clearances, and you're good. You can go into a school system and teach our kids, say whatever to our kids, you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't take much, and I'm not downplaying or I'm not, you know, trying to play any teachers, but it just seems like it doesn't take much to get into the school system nowadays because they're looking for anyone, you know, when it comes to teachers because of the lack of teachers that we have in the different cities going on around in the different urban cities. I'm definitely going to point out too that's going on around the country. So I definitely wanted to just see, you know, by you being an educator, what your answer to that question
mm-hmm.
is. So I appreciate your answer. I definitely appreciate everything you're doing for our youth in Milwaukee and just showing that black men can make a difference. You know what I mean? We can stand up and we can
mm-hmm.
speak out. And we can do other things. You know what I'm saying? Other than just bounce a basketball. So I appreciate you.
Right.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking your time with our youth. But before we wrap up, I definitely want you to go ahead and give yourself a shout out. How do people can find you, your website, your social media, things like that?
Oh, definitely. So for any work that I do, I always post it on my Instagram. That's Stem Strong. SimSTrong. And you can also find me on Facebook, Terrence Sims Jr. Those are my two social media outlets at this moment, so check it out.
Definitely, man. And once again, I appreciate you coming on Revive. And once again, keep doing the work that you're doing. It's much needed. I got to come out Milwaukee and show some love, man. Just let me know when you want me out there. I'm definitely going to come through. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a great week.
All right, take care.
No doubt, no doubt. Man, I just wrapped up a great interview with your boy Terrence Sims, man. He's doing tremendous, tremendous amount of work out there in Milwaukee, man. We got to play that song for you guys for this quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, we'll be talking with our next guest. So we already going to play that song. Y'all ready, man? These two little girls dropped so many gems. Shout out to all them fake rappers out there that ain't got nothing to talk about but lean, mollies, and pills, man. It's me, your girl, POC. Shout out to these two beautiful girls out of the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Let's get it.
My body's warm, make me stand tall. My body's warm, make me stand tall. When I'm in class, I'ma give my all. So I make tight pants, how I really bought. Milwaukee excellence is my spot. I need to be taught right. I am so focused to go and do something with my life. You ever been so focused inside of a classroom? When kids are bad, are you focused on what is right? Being focused did something to my spirit. Ask teacher to teach me. If it's knowledge, let me hear it. Look at me now, legally I'm engineering. Education is contagious. If you want some, just come in me. Respect, it is something that I do so well. All I do is treat others how I treat myself. I'm focused, I'm telling you that I will not fail to get to college. I need knowledge, they're on parallel. Hard work is on me. What you know about relating to striving? I do know one thing, never quit. I am never not trying. I got a mission, GPA, go from so-so to shining. And it's just a few years, college is I'm writing. I keep it pushing, no time for the striving. I'm writing, I got goals for scholarships, so every second is vital. PAQ, boom, my title. Don't have no time for the night. And in a private cycle, won't be as bright as my idol. You see, the pressure is nothing. I go from 0 to 100. That means nothing to something. It's straight to college or running. You see, the learning I'm loving in college doors, and I'm coming and giving nothing to stuffing. And that's the end of discussing. Michelle Obama showed me how to do. So I'ma get it, educated, motivated, melanated, elevated. Got big shoes to fit. I'ma do it with class. I'm being so for real. I'm at the top of my class. I'm talking MD, JD, and PhD. Farm, DOD, and of course, Eddie.
Did you know that teens now spend more than 7.5 hours a day in front of a screen? Wow, that's a long time.
More and more people are getting attached to technology and are therefore not getting enough exercise. This act can lead to a growth in obesity. That is why it is important to go outside and get some exercise! Exercise controls weight and also reduces depression and anxiety. Do some form of exercise at least 3 times a week. Teens who exercise are 36% less likely to develop brain tumors. Take a stand against obesity and exercise every few days. This will help in the long run and will lead you to a happier...
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl, POC.
You know what time it is, it's me, your girl. girl POC, and we are back live on timefrontawakening.com/revive, man. I need you guys to call in right now, 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. I know Tad posed the question of the day, but I want to hear some more answers, man. What is net worth to you? What, define net worth. Put it in your own words. What is net worth? What is net worth to you? That is the question of the day. If you're trying to get some free Rick Vibe gear, free Russell Brand gear, make sure you guys give us a call right now. But we are going to jump into our next guest, man. Man, she got so much black magic, man. I swear to God, when I figured out who she was, I was like, yo, Harmony, we got to get her on the platform. She's changing the game, changing the game. Yo, Harmony, who we got coming up on the Revive platform?
Yes, so for the game changer, we have the New York-based founder of Nude Bar, Erin Carpenter. Ladies, how many times have you searched for new undergarments or lipstick colors and only to find the new product didn't even match your color of your skin? So she identified the problem and redefined the way people think about this problem with new undergarments. So we welcome you to the Revive platform, Erin Carpenter.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can, Erin. What's up? How are you feeling tonight?
Good, feeling good. Happy Wednesday.
Happy winning Wednesday. And where are you located right now?
Yeah. So I'm in New York. I'm currently in Harlem, New York, actually.
Shout out. I just wanted to know because it's freezing in Philly right now. So I already know. I don't even got to ask you. I know you're freezing right now.
Yeah, it's cold. It's pretty cold.
It's freezing outside. But I definitely want to thank you for coming on supporting the Revive platform today, man. I love what you're doing with your brand. I even love you, like, your headline is just like, professional dancer turned frustration into a solution, man. And that's what we need. You know, people always complaining, but never find any solutions. And that's exactly what you did. So I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself and your brand for the people today.
Yeah, so thanks for having me. I'm Erin Carpenter. I'm the founder of Nude Bar. And Nude Bar is an empowerment brand. We make 12 shades of nude or flesh tone in various hues and arrays, from really fair skin to medium skin to deeper or darker skin. And I started Nude Bar as I was a young dancer, going into professional dancer, where I was always asked to bring nude tights and underwear to different jobs that I would do, whether it be a commercial, whether it be a, you know, on stage performance or in ballet class. So the industry standard was, well, if you don't have a nude that matches you, because nude typically comes in beige, then you would have to dye your tights, your underwear, and you would have to, what we call pancake your shoes, where you put makeup foundation on your dance shoes to match your skin tone. So I did this for years, and eventually I got really, really tired of doing it. I started looking into manufacturing, and this was about 2009, trying to figure out how could I launch a product that, you know, would cater to more skin tones, and figured it out and eventually sold our first product, our first item, around late 2011.
That's awesome. So that means you stuck with it. It took you about 2 years for it to jump off. So that means you stuck with it. So during that time, what was like the most hiccup that you had? Like, what was that time where you felt like it wasn't going to work? You know, you wanted to give up, but you kept going. What was that one? What was one of those times?
I would say there's many. So I would even say from just the initial considering starting a company, I had a lot of negative, you know, thoughts and mindset around, you know, I didn't go to school for manufacturing or for fashion. My degree is in ballet and business. I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I had no idea how to manufacture anything or like even where to start. So I would say just by positive people that really support you in a real way. So obviously your parents or whomever, you know, you have in your day to day. But my dad really pushed me, you know, just that you're going to figure out what you need to do. You'll learn, you'll read books, you'll ask people, you'll network, you'll find the information that you need to get things going. So I would say that was like the first big roadblock. The second one is just access to capital. For African-American founders, there's not a lot of capital out there, or technically there is, it's just that we're not getting access to it. Because most of the investors, you know, that you may meet or see usually do not look like us. They are white men. And particularly for women who are making products for women, sometimes they don't really understand it or it doesn't resonate with them. So, you know, access to capital is definitely, and it's actually an ongoing challenge for a lot of founders from early stage to middle stage to like high growth stage. And then, yeah, I would say those are like the top two in my mind.
But you definitely came back strong and fiercer than ever because you are the only one to have 12 shades. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yes, that is correct. We make the most new shades on the market.
Do you name yours? Like, you, did you hear the hateration out of, I think it's Kylie Jenner, the one with the lipstick? It was Nubian, what was it, Nubian Coco or something like that?
Yep. You know, I mean, people are very sensitive, especially nowadays, to, you know, who is running a brand and what the names are, where they come from, and, like, you know, is that coming off racist? So, I mean, I think we get feedback, you know, on like, well, I really wish the shade meant this. But we also are really big on educating our customers that, first of all, I'm a woman of color. I'm not a racist person. And, you know, if it makes a customer uncomfortable, we'll kind of express or explain the origin behind why we named a color. So, for example, our lightest shade is called Lychee Teeny. And initially, I wanted Nude Bar to be a color matching company where we would be a dye service, and it would be set up like a bar that you would come to shop at or have like cocktail hour, but you can also wait and get your undergarments dyed for you. Eventually, we didn't do that. That's not the direction we went. Names of the colors are named after cocktails. So I don't know if you've ever had a Lychee Teeny before. It's a vodka drink. It's based off the lychee fruit, which is like, it's like an off-whitish, pinkish type of fruit. So anyway, all of our products and all of the colors are named after some sort of like drink or dessert or a cocktail. So it's not necessarily, you know, around the type of person that would wear the product, which, you know, sometimes people get in their feelings and about that. So we're really big on educating our customers on the origin of what we do and why we do, and there's always a purpose behind it.
What's one of the names that you get the most, you know, flack from? What's one of the names you get the most flack from?
Sometimes it's like Bohemian Princess. But
Bohemian Princess. And is that a drink or a dessert?
That one is originally the Bohemian, a drink, and then we just added Princess on it to make it more glamorous and feminine.
With you on that, definitely, man. If this is your brand, your product, and if you need it, you need to support. Simple as that. People, like you said, people are very, very sensitive nowadays. I'm extremely sensitive. So how has your brand evolved into the new, you know, to the new millennium stage? How are you helping, you know, the next generation? How do you feel like you're helping the next generation?
So mainly it's evolved. I just started the company because I just was really frustrated personally, and I knew other women that were personally really frustrated by the same issue. But I started thinking a lot more about the impact of when you go shopping and you notice that what's on the market and the beauty brands are colors that are fair skin or light skin or not, that don't represent you, the kind of impact that has on a lot of from colorism to just feeling insecure or feeling that, you know, they're not really thought of on the market, and how hurtful that can be and how detrimental that could be, especially to young girls. So I started getting a lot of all the time women just saying, oh my God, this is so important. This is so powerful that there's a product like this. I'm so glad that now my daughter can buy a product like this. So now we've evolved into a children's line. So we make things from basically around toddler age all the way up to, you know, obviously adults into the plus size range. So we're really catering to the woman that is of all ranges, all sizes, all hues, and all walks of life. So whether you're really active and you're, you know, an artist that's performing on stage, to whether you're a lawyer in a courtroom, we want people and women and humans to feel that they're able to perform at their best, because your undergarments are your foundational garments, right? So you feel amazing. You want to feel good when you put on your basic pieces, and then you add your layers on, like your skirt and your top and your jacket. You want to feel amazing. So that's, you know, what Nude Bar has really evolved to, is just empowering women, empowering young girls, so that they're represented on the market and they feel excited about that.
that is actually, honestly, truly affect everything you just said. Man, you need to go ahead and send Beyonce and Blue Ivy some tights real quick. You know, she'd be up there with the ballet. I think that would be amazing to see that combination right there.
Absolutely. Yes, we're working on it. We're working on getting to her.
Definitely. And what is one what is that one person you see, you know, wearing your new bar, and you were just like, yo, I really stepped into my purpose. I really am doing what I said I wanted to do now. So what is that one feeling you got when you seen someone actually wearing it?
The first person that really, like, it touched my heart was I sent product to Wendy Williams to her studio in 2012. And kind of, it took me a while to put that package together. My mom had suggested, you know, Wendy is always shouting out all the brands she wears, and she wears nude fishnets. Like, you should send her yours. And so eventually I mustered up the courage to do it, assuming that she gets a ton of packages all the time. She has access to any and every product in the world. Like, why would she buy something from a small brand, a small business? So eventually she... her wardrobe team called me up and they said, oh, Wendy's been wearing them all week. She loves them. She's about to go on the air in 5 minutes. We want to call you after the show in an hour because she wants to order a bunch of them. She like loves your product. So later on, they eventually invited me to the show to meet her. And she, you know, said all the things that they pretty much said on the phone. I love this brand. I love this product. This is so amazing. And like seeing her walk through the doors on like coming on to live TV wearing the product was like, wow. Like, this is what I wanted to do. And I accomplished it. And I set aside my fears. And this person who has access to anything, any product in the world, she adores it. And she loves it. Like, yes.
That's big, man. That's big. And you also had another big 2017 that hit when you were featured in Ebony magazine.
Yeah.
I apologize.
So we've been featured in Ebony. We've been featured in Black Enterprise. A couple of different magazines. Yep.
How was that? Like, how was that feeling? You know, people who just want to write about you, so other people internationally, you know, nationally, can actually read about you. Like, how was that feeling? You know, that people want to publish some of your information.
No, it's super exciting. Like, I think I initially thought of the brand just kind of staying small for a while and, you know, not really sure what direction. I just knew that for me and a couple of other people I knew, this was like a big issue. But it's just exciting that it's resonating with a lot of people. And, you know, I want more women and more girls to know about Nude Bar so that they don't have to feel awkward and like ashy tights and, you know, underwear that doesn't match them. And yeah, I'm just hoping that more people will hear about it. So I'm always excited about new features and people wanting to reach out and, you know, hear the story of how this all started.
So I have a question that I want to ask, and this is a personal question, honestly. So when I was younger, you know, I made some mistakes and I got a leg tattoo. So when I go out, you know, I wear skirts and I do, you know, on my professional gigs, you can see my leg tattoo. How can Nude Bar help me with that? You know, covering up that young teenager kind of tattoo on my leg.
Oh, yeah. So we actually get quite a few customers, and I never thought about this when we launched the brand, but people started writing reviews a couple of years ago that like, oh, I buy these to cover up my tattoos because I work in a professional work environment and I don't want to have my tattoos showing. And so, yeah, so our opaque tights, which they're like a thicker tight, they can cover up your tattoos. Obviously, it kind of depends on how big the tattoo is, what kind of colors are used, you know, so I don't want to like promise that they cover any and every tattoo, but they definitely, we have a lot of customers that buy our product to cover tattoos.
That's what's up. And I'm definitely going to have to check that out because that's one thing that I'm always worried about is like, yo, you can still see my tattoo through my tights. So I definitely want to look into that. And what about men? Like, how are you guys helping out the men in the world? You know, men need to tighten up just a little bit around the waist sometimes too.
That's hilarious. So so we don't officially have a men's line, although we do get quite a few requests for them. So eventually we'll get there. But we do honestly have men that buy our product and just wear it as is, whether it's for like performances or stage. We have men that are sometimes wearing like Halloween costumes and they don't want to shave their legs. So they'll wear like our new tights over to cover their hairy legs. So we do have some male customers. We just don't have an official men's line.
That's what's up. And how can people buy your product? Do you guys have a brick and mortar, or are you guys just online?
So we are a majority online. We are on nudebar.com, and we're actually having a sale right now. So if any of your listeners want to check us out, everything on the website is 15% off, which we don't have sales all that often. But so definitely check it out, nudebar, B-A-R-R-E.com. And then we sell to some other brick and mortar stores. They're not our own, but we sell to a couple of brick and mortars here in New York, one in Florida. We have a store in California, Atlanta, that carries us, and all of those stores are listed on our website as well. And then we do sell to a couple of other e-commerce websites. One of them is the largest dance retailer in the U.S. It's called DiscountDanceSupply.com. We're sold on there as well. But yeah, we're mainly an e-commerce brand.
I love when you talk heavy. That's what's up. The number one. I'm with you on that one, man. You got to go heavy sometimes. You definitely got to go heavy sometimes. Are you still dancing? I know you're doing the entrepreneurship thing, but are you still following your passion, you know, with dancing? Are you still doing that?
So I'm not dancing, you know, professionally. Every once in a while I'll do, like, fitness shoots here and there. I also sometimes teach classes, but I'm not like full out dancing. You know, you won't see me on stage at the moment. I'm spending so much of my time just growing the business and building it up.
Does that sometimes, like, you know, set you back a little bit, you know, because you started off trying to be a professional dancer and now, you know, you're a professional entrepreneur and you're, you know, actually killing the game here with your entrepreneurship. But, like, does that sometimes set you back, you know, with the self-care to actually go back into doing what you love to do?
Not a ton, because I feel like I did everything I wanted to do as a professional dancer. I did a lot of commercials. I did a lot of onstage stuff. And, like, I lived off of that for a while before starting my company. And I felt like fulfilled in what I was able to accomplish. But anytime that I feel like I want to really get in, like, be performing and moving, then I just go take a dance class and get that out. And then I also get a lot from this business. Like, there's so much creative thinking that's involved. Like, it really taps into my creative side as well. So I feel fulfilled in that from a creative standpoint. I always tell people that I really believe that entrepreneurship and being an artist and being a creative are very similar in terms of your day-to-day and how you have to, like, set up being organized and what you want to do with your day and, you know, coming up with new ideas. And being a creative and being an artist, you're building a brand as well. And it's just like being an entrepreneurship, building any other brand. So I feel like there's a lot of parallels in that, and I feel fulfilled in being able to have, like, the creative part and the entrepreneurship part.
That's actually the truth. You're actually speaking facts. And, you know, shout out to all these whack rappers out here. They are missing the point. You know what I mean? They want to just be an artist, but don't understand that the business part of the aspect, and that's why they always get ripped off. So what you just said is definitely a true fact, and indeed. But before we wrap up, I definitely want you to go ahead and shout yourself out, your website once again, how the people can, you know, purchase some of New Bar's, you know, attire. I really love what you guys are doing.
Thank you. Yeah, so you could check us out on Instagram. We're super active there. It's Nude Bar, NudeBarre. We're also on Twitter at Nude Bar. You could check us out on Facebook, where people are always sliding in our DM. So if you have any questions about your shade or what size, you can DM us and ask us, and we'll suggest shades. We also have a really amazing color matching technology on the website, where you literally take a photo of your hand and the technology will tell you what color to buy if you need help with color suggestions, which is also amazing. Yes. And that is on nudebarre.com. So it's NudeBarre.com. And the color matching technology is under the tab Your Nude, and it's called the Nude Meter.
Yo, then that's how you take your business to the next level. Like, you know what I mean? When you already give them the answers to the questions that they already have, that's when you take your business to the next level. Like, I appreciate you for that. I appreciate you coming onto the Revive platform and supporting us here today. And I will definitely completely support you throughout your business, man. I appreciate that. I'm definitely about to go cop some for my Secret Santa. I'm going to give that away. I hope no one's listening in my workplace right now, but I'm definitely going to give away some. That's dope. But I wanted to say thank you, and I hope you have a great holiday season.
All right, thank you. Happy holidays and Happy New Year, too. It's coming up soon.
Yes. Man, we just wrapped up another great interview here on Revive with Erin Carpenter, the CEO of Nude Bar. I should have asked her, why does she spell bar like that, B-A-R-R-E? That was kind of different. I never seen bar spelled like that. I should have definitely asked her. I got to link up with her. I got to go to New York. I ain't trying to go right now in the winter. I'm going to go in the spring because it's too cold. It's too cold to be in New York, man. It's cold as I don't know what. I was in here drinking tea the whole show, y'all. Man, it's freezing out there. Make sure you guys stay warm. Zippers, hat, scarf. If you are in need, if you see somebody in need and you have it to give, please give. Please give, man. Do not hold back this holiday season. Please give. Service is important each and every day. That's how you get it back, man. That's how you get those blessings you're looking for. That's how you get that opportunity you're looking for. When you give an opportunity and you give a blessing, it's going to come right back. Don't be selfish. If you see somebody in need, holler at them, man. Give them a cup of coffee. It costs 99 cents at McDonald's. You hear me? You was just at McDonald's getting a Happy Meal, right? So make sure you guys do that. But I do want to announce this tomorrow. If you are in Philadelphia, you can catch Meet Your Girl POC live at Warm Daddy's, man. DG Radio is going to be presenting the Unwind series and R&B showcase. So make sure you guys tune in. The tickets are $15 at the door. It opens up at 7:30 p.m. Meet me there. And you can actually beat me there too if you really want to, man. Once again, tomorrow, Thursday, December 14th, DG Radio presents the Unwind series. And you can catch Meet Your Girl POC live. They're going to be having some official talent on stage, man. Every R&B artist that's going to touch the mic tomorrow is going to kill it, man. They might just bring that jelly from Philly. And if you are looking to catch that vibe, catch that wave tomorrow, meet me at Warm Daddy's tomorrow. Meet me at Warm Daddy's tomorrow, 1400 South Christopher Columbus Boulevard, 1400 South Christopher Columbus Boulevard, Philadelphia, PA, 19147. Tune in, DG Radio. Shout out to Madam Me for putting this epic event together. I'm going to be doing some live interviews, on-spot interviews. I'm catching them right out. They get off the stage with that baby face sweat just dripping. You hear me? I'm coming right for, man. You better have some energy for me, your girl, POC. I'll be back live on Time for an Awakening this Sunday with that good old morning talk radio. Make sure you guys tune in from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I will be reviving your airways. Make sure you guys give me a call. I was trying to give y'all some free gear tonight, man. I know y'all cold. We got some hoodies. We got some hats. We got it all here with that Russell Brand gear. Make sure you guys go to cbelifestyles.com once again to cop that gear. Catch me at Warm Daddy's tomorrow. You know what time it is. It's Meet Your Girl POC. We'll be back live on Sunday. Yeah.